Okay, this is Guy Bailey with It's May 23rd, 1977. And you are?
Jane God. Panama City, Florida.
And what county is Panama City in?
Bay County.
Mm-hmm. Were you born in?
Born in Bay County.
Mm-hmm. And lived here all your life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
46.
Mm-hmm. What's your address?
5033.
Tell me something about your occupation.
Elementary education. 20 years in the classroom.
And what do you do now?
Elementary resource teacher for the county.
Can you explain to me briefly exactly what that is?
Elementary resource teacher.
What some of the duties that it involves?
Our basic job is to work with teachers in preparing learning aids, setting up learning centers, grouping children for reading or math or whatever. Any way that we can be of service to classroom teachers and principals. We do work with principals quite a bit. We talk to book salesman representatives. We get pilot programs for the county. We've written a federal grant for Right to Read that's in Washington waiting to be funded right now. Jack of all trades, I guess. Any way that we can be of service to the elementary schools in the county.
You said you were in the classroom for 20 years, and how long have you been doing the present job?
Just this year, 76, 77.
What grades did you teach?
I've taught first, second, third, fourth, and sixth. About 12 years in the fourth grade. That was my favorite.
What are some of the things that kids, mentioned you like the fourth grade. What are some of the things that kids learn in the fourth grade? It's been almost 20 years.
Do an extension of all the reading skills. You know, it's, they basically had all the skills. But, of course, with the lower students, you're reteaching those skills. Long division, multiplication with two and three digit multipliers, social studies and science becomes more sophisticated than they've been exposed to before because there's a big jump between third and fourth grade, and by after Christmas they all begin to act like 10-year-olds then instead of third graders.
You are. Mentioned that you lived in Panama City all your life, so you've been around this area. Has it changed very much in your lifetime?
Very definitely.
Can you tell me something about that?
Well, you mean the changes that have been made? Well, of course, first thing is the beach. You know, but I remember when I was growing up, the whole beach looked like the St. Andrews State Park out there. Now, you know, it really irritates me when you go out and you can't even see the Gulf anymore, you know, and all the sand dunes are gone. And
which Gulf is that?
Gulf of Mexico. I've seen a lot of changes down in the main part of Panama City. I remember all the big oak trees that grew down there. They're all gone now. Mm-hmm. And several landmarks where the Seven Seas restaurant is used to be an apartment house, and that's where I was born. Well, I was born at Adams Hospital, but my mother and father lived at where the Seven Seas is located now.
You like the changes, you think, for the good or for the bad?
I like some of the changes. Some of them I'm not too pleased with. You know, the environment, I think, has been, and the natural beauty of